Zohar, Chok Yisrael, Parshas Toldos, Day 4. Taken from page 142a. So it says that Yitzchok knew that he was on the verge of death, or he thought so, because he had reached a time close to when his forefathers had died, and the rabbis teach that a person should be concerned about his own death within a 5-year radius of the death of his parents. So therefore he started thinking about his will, what he would bequeath and give over, the blessings which is his spiritual inheritance to give his children. So the Torah tells us, Vaikras Esav b'no ha-gadol, and he called Esav, his big son. So Zohar explains, this call will be sitra de dina kasha, that he was inclusive of the side of harsh din, of the aspect of harsh din. Vayomer, and he said, Hinei no zakanti, behold, I have become old. Lo yadati yom usi, I don't know the day of my death. Belazar posach, Omar, Belazar opened the discourse and said, in Tehillim, Psalms 84, Ashrei Adam Ozlavach, happy is a man, his strength is in you. Referring to Hashem, David HaMelech says, so he explains, Zachar bar nash, tistakav bebe kutcher brichu, meritworthy is a person that strengthens himself in the Holy and Blessed Behi. Vishrei tukfebe, he puts his strength in him, which means that the person does not rely upon his own abilities and efforts and connections. He relies specifically upon Hashem. He knows that his only strength is from an ability to do anything, and to be saved is from Hashem. Yochol kechanan mishel v'zayah d'sakfu v'yamru hein isi elkona d'yanach t'polchin v'chishaz v'nusa v'go atun nur yikidasa v'yadcha malka yishzerv. You would think that a person should be so strong in this to take it such an extreme, like Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, that they were strong and they said, have pasuk in Daniel and Daniel 3, Hein isi elkana dianachna polchin, behold, it is this our Lord that we worship. Yochel sheiz v'sana, is able to save us. We go atun, from amidst you, nur yikedasa, burning fire. Miyadcha malka yisrev, and from your hand the king be saved. As the Torah tells the story over there, Nebuchadnezzar wanted to burn them because they wouldn't bow down to idolatry. So Zohar says, how do we look at this? Tochazi, come and see. I'll teach you how to see this issue, the proper perspective. Because they wouldn't be saved. Lo iskayim alayhu kutcher brichu. It did not stand upon them. Will be found that the name of the Holy Blessed Be He would not be sanctified in the eyes of all. Kamad the Amu, as they said, Ella rather, Kivan the Yadu, to Lo Amru Kidakoyos. Once they knew, they didn't say as is fitting, they didn't say the right way, because sometimes a person has to know they might not merit to see a revealed miracle in this world. So you shouldn't, as if it were, put Hashem's honor on the line, because we're not always meritorious to bring such a level of revelation into the world. So therefore, Hadru v'Omru, they returned and said, V'hein lo yadiyah l'havi l'chmalka. Behold, you don't know, you the king. In other words, one way or another, we're not going to bow down to idolatry. V'hein yisiv, v'hein lo yisiv. Whether he saves, whether he doesn't say, yadiyah l'havi l'chmalka, let you know, king, that it's Hashem who's in control, we don't believe in any idolatry, and we're not going to bow down. But Taninan, we learned, demila odilhu yecheskel, that the issue was made to known to them, Yecheskel v'shamu v'kabilu minei, and they heard and received from him the kutcher brichu lo iskayim alayhu, that the Holy Blessed Be He not stand upon them, begin the kabbalun agra, in order that they should receive reward and just do it l'shem shemaim, trusting in Hashem, that they have to do the mitzvah of Hashem even if they won't be saved. G'din nahadru v'ramu, then returned and said, v'hein lo yadi l'havichu malchin, behold, it's not known to you, king, ela lo yistakav banosh de'im the kutcher brichu yishez v'inani, but rather a person should not be strong and say that Hashem will definitely save me. Do me like this and like this. I know for sure Hashem is going to do like this and this. No, not necessarily. But nonetheless, but he should put his strength in him, the Holy Blessed Be He. That will help him. When he strives, being bekudin device in those commandments of the Torah, certainly no Hashem will be with him and help him. But he can't necessarily say that Hashem will do specifically like this or like that. Lamech Baruch showed and go on the true way. The kiven dasi banosh is zdakor. Because once a person comes to be pure, to purify himself, Messiah and lay the help mean from heaven. So certainly he knows Hashem will help him to do the right thing. But he doesn't necessarily know how, and he can't specifically rely that in a specific situation things are going a specific way. Vadai, certainly they'll help him. Ubador and with this he stuck of bay bekutchabrichu. He'll be strong in the holy vessel, yisailei, that he'll help him, he stuck of bay. Be strong in him, lo yeshvei tukvei ba'achra, not to put his strength in anything else. Certainly nothing else can help him. Don't rely upon anything else. Begin koch, because of this, ozlo boch, he'll be strength for you in him. This is explained now, this original verse from Psalms that the Zohar brought. Happy is the man, his strength is in you, that he realized that all of his strength is only from Hashem, and nothing else can save him. And whatever Hashem does is good. The verse continues, paths in their heart. The person's heart will be like a path straight to Hashem, and not directed towards anything else. Oh, this is my boss, he'll pay me a salary, my parents will give me money, oh, well, I have this ability and this will save me. No, his heart is in direct path, Hashem is the only one who can help me. And even when he does whatever he can do, whatever's in his power, he does it out of connection to Hashem and knowing that Hashem is the source and the only one. He should make his heart as is fitting. Below Hirura Achra, without any other thought, not trusting in anything else. Elokahai Mesila, but like this path to you, Misyashva, that it settles. La avra b'chol eser, to pass in every way, but it's necessary, hachinami, also. A person's heart should be like this, wherever he passes through, whatever is going on, to still go straight in his path directly to Hashem. Whether things are going the way he wants, whether they're not going the way he wants, in all cases, he's going on his path straight in the way of Hashem. Dovrach, another explanation of this verse, Ashri Yadam, Ozvei Uvach, happy is a man that strengths is you, Kamodat Omar, as you find that it says to him in Psalms 29, Hashem Ozei Amo Yitin, Hashem gives power to his people. Begin the tzricha le lebar nosh, because it's necessary for a person, he's asik b'raisa, to be busy with the Torah, l'shmei dekut shabichu, for the name of Hashem. B'chol man is asik b'raisa, because anyone who's busy with the Torah, lo yishtadol lishma, and does not strive for the right reasons, tov le delo is bari, it's better that he wasn't created. And of course, the Gemara asks the question, says this, and where Esther doesn't say another place a person should always be busy with the Torah mitzvahs, even with ulterior motives, because for out of this of doing it for the wrong reasons, he'll come to do it for the right reasons. So the more instance, it depends on what his wrong reasons are. If his wrong reasons are just for honor, he should still be busy with learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, because the light inside of the Torah will purify him and bring him to do it for the right reasons. But if he does it for the sake of doing bad things, going against the Hashem Chas Hashem, then it's better he wasn't created than to be busy with it. Mesilas bilvavam, paths in the heart, according to this explanation, how we explain the continuing of the verse. This continuation, my mesilas bilvavam, what does it mean? Paths in the heart. Kodamotor, as you find that it says there in Psalm 68, Sulo l'rechev baravos b'koshmo. Don't rise in heavens of Ravos, cause its name. Dohai yiraisa, this speaking about that Torah, diyu ishtadol bo, that he strives in it, l'ramalei the kutcher b'chu, to raise up Hashem, l'mavid lechativa ba'alma, to make him something specially known, something renowned in the world. So a person makes as if it were the world to see that Hashem is riding on a chariot, controlling all of existence through his providence, when he honors Hashem and he does the commandments. Tochas, he comes to see Yaakov, kol avdoi hovel lishmor kutcher b'chu. Yaakov, all of his deeds were for the name of Hashem, to reveal his name in the world, his honor. Begin koch, because of this kutcher b'chu, havi ime, tadir, the Holy One, blessed be, he was with him all the time. Lo adi mine, shchinta, that the divine presence did not depart from him. Lo avishai to the kor le Yitzchak, le Esav brei, because at the time that Yitzchak called his son Esav, Yaakov lo hava taman, Yaakov was not there. Nonetheless, the shchinta odes le Rivka, and the shchina made known to Rivka that Yitzchak was thinking of giving the blessings to Esav. Rivka odes le Yaakov, Rivka made it known to Yaakov. So the shchina communicated to Yaakov what was going on, in order he should do what he's supposed to do, to take the brachas. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Rabbi Yossi says, Tochazi, come and see. Ichas v'sholem b'hau zimna yizbarach Esav. If, heaven forbid, at that time, Esav was blessed, lo yisod Yaakov la'alman, Yaakov would have never reigned in the world, and this would have been caused a lack of revealing of the honor of Hashem. Ela amim kutcher b'chuhu, but rather was from Hashem, this that Yaakov took the brachas, the blessings of Kula Basri, Asi Kulikol Chazi, and everything when its place is fitting. Hashem makes sure that everything's supposed to happen is supposed to happen. Trust in Hashem. It could be a long process, and part of our test is it has to go through many stages. And sometimes, if it were, we have to do like Yaakov, to go in espionage undercover as double agent, to kind of, as if it were, it looks as if we're stealing what really belongs to us all along from the beginning. But in this false world, Alma D'Shikr, a world of falsehood, and everything is turned around. Sometimes it's necessary to do that for the honor of Hashem. But if we have trust in Hashem, everything will come to its right place.